So everybody close your eyes, because all you're doing... And now I want you to the best of your ability, imagine yourself at the doorway of a meadow. And the doorway of the meadow, meaning you're looking out, and ask yourself what the grass looks like. How tall is it? What color? There's green grasses, there are yellow grasses, there are grasses with flowers. Ask yourself if there are trees in the meadow. Now again, if you're not visually inclined and this doesn't feel easy to see it, you may sense the elements in front of you, a spatial arrangement of trees and grass without visually seeing it. And then imagine that off to the side of this meadow is a fallen tree. And sitting on a fallen tree is a child. Is a child that, you know, is feeling the emotion that you are curious about. And, of course, what's immediately interesting is that you are you and you are this child at the same time. Of course, it's you. So walk over towards the child and notice what they're wearing. Notice how their hair is cut. And notice how old they are. And different emotions will lead you to different ages. And it might be a 5-year-old or a 9-year-old or a 13-year-old. But whatever child it is, go over and introduce yourself. Sit down next to them. Now, they may not want to talk to you. Maybe they're sad or angry or frustrated. Maybe they will talk to you. Maybe they are comfortable talking. It's hard to tell. But whatever, you're going to tell them that you're them, all grown up. Now, they might have a little trouble getting this, you see, because why should they believe you? But, of course, you know so many things about them that, after a while, they can't deny that it's really you. And now, the job in this exercise is to love this child. Now, this child feels bad in some way because of experiences with the outside world. They doubt themselves. They feel unsure. They feel angry or frightened. And in whatever way they feel, they're trying the best they can. And it's your job to tell them that they're trying the best they can and perhaps to explain to them what's really going on. Of course, you understand your parents or the social world you were in as a children much better than the child did. So you can explain to them things about why their parents may have done this or that, or why their hyperactivity might have annoyed this one or that one, or how things could have unfolded. And, of course, the main thing is to envelop this child with love. Now, if it's a little child, you might sit it on your lap and see that, you know, feel it. And, again, if you're not visually inclined, I find for myself that I can feel the child sitting on my lap and imagine stroking his hair, you see, and enveloping this child in an aura of love. And I think you can imagine a color for this aura, and it, whatever color it is, and you can imagine it pulsating and vibrating. And this child deserves love, and every child deserves love. And you can envelop this child in love, surround it. And what's interesting here, of course, is that you are you, and you are the child. So you are loving yourself, and you are receiving that love simultaneously. And very often I'll want to take my child, and you can take your child, for a lovely little walk behind the bench. And there's a stream behind the bench, and the stream has a sandy bottom, and it's got frogs and tadpoles and salamanders, and you can walk up the stream. And again, you may see this or glimpse it or feel it, holding hands with your child and walking up the stream, chatting back and forth, talking about things, understanding each other, telling your child about their future and the interesting things that will happen, soothing them, supporting them, understanding them, giving them time and attention as you walk up the stream and there's a waterfall in front of you. That's right. And the waterfall makes a lovely pool. And next to the pool is a little grassy area with a red and white checkered blanket. And sitting on the blanket is a magical picnic basket with fruits and meats and cheeses and chocolates and juices. And you can go swimming in the pool and there are very, very hot, fluffy towels warming in the sun. You can play in the water together and be carefree. You can talk to each other and sit down on the blanket when you're done swimming and eat all the lovely food that never goes away. And the child feels peaceful and accepted, and the adult feels comfortable and loving. So take a little minutes now and spend some time with this child. Find out what they need, what they wanted, what they were missing. And I'm going to leave you for a moment or two to visit with that child, to play with her. You could have a catch. You could walk in the woods. You could visit this child regularly. It's quite easy. You can take them to the zoo, the circus, the movies, the bowling alley, any place they want to go that they might want to feel paid attention to and loved. So everybody take a minute and bond with the child. Love the child. Find out what's really the problem. Reassure them with your wisdom, with your everything you've learned since then. That's right. That's right. And every child deserves love and understanding. Every child needs attention. Needs their talents appreciated, their limitations supported. That's right. And only you can really reach this child now, you know. Once he was out there, she was out there for everyone. But now he needs you to come get them, to relieve them of the tension they've been carrying, to pull them back into your world and let them grow up. That's right. That's right. Now get ready to say goodbye. Tell your child that you'll be back to see them again, that you'll visit them regularly, that when they need you, they should just call you, and you'll know. Ask them to make it easy to find them. They can do that. Then look them right in the eye and say, now we're in this together. Now we're in this together. And then take a moment and come back to the present. We're going to wake yourself up for a minute or two. And then we'll go back and visit some more.